Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by Rachel Wacker. She is the Executive Director of the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance. And Rachel, an exciting thing, there are some inaugural recipients of the Small Business Grant Fund, which was kind of a newer thing that you guys created. So we'll just start there and just talk about how this all came together.
Very good. Well, I'll start by just kind of explaining how we arrived at the creation of the Small Business Grant Fund, because, you know, for years, the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance had a revolving loan fund. And this is something that has been here, I mean, for a really long time. And the intent of the funds was to lend them out to businesses in Dallas County that had kind of that economic development factor to it, job creation, capital investment, improvements into an existing property or a new property in the county. In my experience, I've been here 3 years. In my research of the revolving loan fund, the organization wasn't doing much with it. And whether that was, you know, lack of interest or even, you know, lack of awareness of it, we're unsure. But we did kind of decide at the end of the day that perhaps, one, as a nonprofit organization, we shouldn't be in the banking industry to begin with. There's a lot of administration that goes into lending money. And a lot of our partner banks throughout the county do a great job of supporting small business in those ways. Anyways, so we started with a survey of all small business throughout the county. We hired an intern a couple of years ago. He went out and literally knocked on doors and asked for information from these small businesses, because we were looking at, we still have these funds. So what do we do with them? We could roll them back into our general fund, if you will, and use them for operating, but we don't need them. So what fun things can we think of to do that helps still help support business and business growth in the county? So our intern went out and surveyed a lot of our businesses, and they really helped us shape, you know, what the use of the funds is or could be, and at what level we award things, because we were learning that it's not like significant investments that they're looking for. It's, I could really use a few thousand dollars to update our point of sale system, or I could use a few thousand dollars to play around with some digital marketing or advertising to raise awareness of our goods and services. And then one of the other bigger things that came out of it was, not a lot of small business know that we are an organization to support their growth or where they're at in their business trajectory. So we felt like that might be a good way to introduce ourselves to the small business community in Dallas County, is to say, hey, we want to partner with you. We want to support your growth in your business in Dallas County. And this is kind of a way that we can raise awareness. So if not for the grant funds, then maybe there's a resource we know of that we can also connect you to that can help you with whatever it is you're experiencing in your business at the moment. So that's kind of where it started. And again, this is our inaugural round. So a lot of lessons learned along the way, but we certainly are really excited by the applicants that we received and the ones that we're going to be awarding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very exciting. Thanks for kind of giving the rundown. So yeah, talk about those communities that have been chosen. I know you have several.
Yes. So we are announcing 5 awardees for this round, and the businesses are located in Dallas Center, Boughton, Redfield, and Adel.
Awesome. And yeah, so I guess with that, can you talk about like the criteria for the communities and those businesses specifically to be selected?
Yeah, so any small business throughout Dallas County, as long as they are in Dallas County, can apply for the funds. So from there, we took a look at small business definition, if you will. Small Business Administration from a federal level has a different definition of small business than maybe what we would in Dallas County. And we established that a small business for us is going to be around 20 employees or less. So that was the threshold really to for applicants to begin with. After that, you know, that was really the one thing that gets you in the door. If you were 20 or less, then you likely are eligible for these funds. 20 employees or less and your business is somewhere in Dallas County. So from there, some things that we were looking at were the project itself, their financial situation or their statements, if you will. We want to make sure that when we're granting the funds that, you know, it's going towards a business that, you know, is currently in a good financial situation or in a stable financial situation. And then beyond that, it was a few other things. Some of the things are just rules and regulatory environments, such as, are you paying your taxes? And then again, like I said, your business status. Are you registered as an official business? Are you located in Dallas County? And what is the purpose of the funds?
Yeah. So as you kind of give that up, no, this is very, very exciting. Now, is this going to be something on a yearly basis? How often are you guys thinking about doing this?
I think at least yearly.
Okay.
This particular round maybe took a little bit longer than we had hoped, but that's just, again, our first time around. Yeah. We wanted to make sure that we were really crossing our T's and dotting our I's with the whole process. Now, my goal is to do a second round in the spring. And then, you know, based on sustainability of the funds, you know, I could see us doing two rounds a year. It's just really going to be contingent upon, you know, what's next for the Small Business Grant Fund is. We have so many dollars allocated. So we can continue to grant until those are depleted. Or what we would like to see is some partnership from some of our private industry to help support the fund and continue to keep it going for Dallas County. Because I do think having something like this in Dallas County is a differentiator for us. There aren't a lot of neighboring communities or neighboring counties that have programs like this. Mm-hmm. That being said, there is one in Warren County.
Okay.
And there's more of like a pitch competition, which is fantastic and in a really cool program. And they've been doing that for years. So when we first were creating this, we really leaned on them for some of those details to get us going. Yep. But we also knew like maybe a pitch competition wasn't the direction we were interested in going. We really wanted it to be project-based.
Well, that is part one of our conversation with Rachel Wacker. She is the executive director of the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance. Join us tomorrow for part two. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.